party down, location mysterious. Wanna rock this con like my man James Tiberius.
Jesse and Marina, they're mad clever like the Negus. Gonna guide you through the scenes, beam from London to Las Vegas. Where to go, how to dress, when to sleep, who to see. Celebs not to miss, Curtis Wong and SMG. Star Trek into awesome, build some memories at last. Set the proper course, the Shore Leave Podcast.
Boom.
Welcome to the 86th episode of Shore Leave, your Star Trek convention community podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Jesse Okendo. Along with me is Marina, my other co-host. Marina, how are you today?
The partner in crime. I'm doing very well. How are you, Jesse? It's been a while.
It's been a while. I didn't give you a fancy new intro. I'm just like, who is she? I forgot what she looked like. So, but yes. No, I'm very happy to be here. I'm happy we're making time. We are going to talk about, it's hard not to say STLV, but it's hard to say.
Let's 56. Say STLV. Let's face it. Everybody knows it's STLV and it's going to go on in STLV. But yes, it's that time of the year again where we...
Yeah, it doesn't roll off the tongue. 56 mission tour anniversary, and I just can't say it all. So STLV for us old timers. So I'm happy that we're going to be talking about it. And with us, we have a frequent guest of the show, Ryan Husk. Ryan, want to introduce yourself and remind us what you do?
Yeah, I go to STLV. Are we not using that?
Okay. We can use it. We're so we're small enough, no one's going to yell at us. And we're poor, so they're not going to get anything.
So let's face it, creation still uses the hashtag. So
they do.
Do they?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, yes, well, then that's good. So then, yeah, okay. That's good enough for me. Hashtag STLV. I'm going to be there. I've been there every single year out of the last 14 or 15, except for, you guessed it, 2020.
Yeah. Yes, I did not go 2020 myself. Well, I went 2020. I didn't go last year because I just didn't want to be in Vegas with a mask on, to be quite honest.
Well, it didn't work out.
Happen in 2020 though, right?
Yeah. 2020 was complete bust, and then 2021 was an interesting experience, but all in all, a very, very enjoyable one, all things considered. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I'm pretty sure everybody is looking forward to see what this year is going to bring, because it's all going to be, but we're going to talk about this a little bit later. We started with the introductions, and I was actually about to interrupt and say, we technically don't need to make a huge introduction because Ryan is a returning guest. This is probably what, fourth or fifth time that we have you on, something like that. But
I'm just happy he said yes. So
we're very happy that you're back with us, and yeah, let's talk about Las Vegas.
Yeah, and before we start, so like one of the good things that having Ryan here is I did want to quick give a little memory to Nicole Nichols and her passing. This is the Wednesday after the announcement. And Ryan, I know you worked with her with Renegades and other things, and Nicole was the first Star Trek actor that I got a picture with. And so you can't see my eyes because I am smiling so big that my eyes roll into my head. But, you know, I'm very, I know we're all sad, but, you know, I took care of my mom the last few years of her life. And I'm just saying, she is dancing and partying up there without worry for what her body's doing. So I'm happy for her, and I'm sad for us.
That's kind of how I felt, was very similarly to when my grandmother passed away several years back. Was I was kind of, you know, I was definitely sad for those of us that lost her, my grandmother, as well as Nichelle. But, you know, the good news is that, you know, it didn't happen suddenly. You know, they had a nice, long, very, you know, very productive and heavy in achievements kind of life. And so when my grandmother passed several years ago, I actually found myself happy for her, kind of like, you know, I was just happy that, like, wow, she just lived an incredible life, 94 years, you know. And then I had that similar feeling only for the second time in my life when Nichelle passed, which was sadness, but also very happy for her that she not only lived this great life, but was aware of it till the very end. Like, she knew the impact she had. It was not a mystery. she wasn't taken away before she knew her impact. Like so many people, you know, their impact happens after they pass. She was very well aware. She got to enjoy all the accolades and, you know, all the hugs and all the thanks. And so, you know, overall, just unbelievably happy for an unbelievable person.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very, and Marina, I know you too. You've probably seen her as much as you've seen Kate Mulgrew over the years.
Close, but you know, I did make a point of to at least stop by her table, especially in recent years, once she stopped doing panels on the stage. She would normally have her own table in the vendors hall or vendors room. So whichever convention that she'd be in, at least, you know, to stop by and say hello. And as we all know, she loved her fans. She loved interacting with fans. Oh, yeah. So it was always such a delight to see her and to, just have a little chat. So yeah. She's certainly going to be mourned, but she certainly is greatly celebrated as well. So
absolutely. She's been on my news feed since Sunday, and I'm not sad about it. So it's good memories.
Yeah.
Right. So thanks, guys. I just wanted to make sure we mentioned that, because I was both sad, happy, didn't know how to feel. But like, I think going to Vegas this year, I mean, we're all going to have a good celebration over her life too. I think it's going to be another reason to celebrate coming together, especially since for me, I wasn't there on the last Vegas. So, you know, I need a little more hugs than normal, just telling everybody. Mm-hmm. So, although I saw you two guys on the cruise, but, and saw some Vegas people there, and that was my first time back after all this. So, I'm just excited to just see my friends again. So with that, Marina, I'll turn it over. You know, I can just keep talking. So I'll shut myself off and let's get things done here.
Yeah. Basically, you know, what we wanted to talk about during this particular episode is obviously everybody is looking forward to just seeing each other, you know, and whoever the new attendees are, they all looking forward to finally checking out this wonderful convention where we all get together and track for, well, this year it's going to be only 4 days, kind of silly saying only 4 days, that 4 days is long enough, but basically hanging out and, you know, doing track. This year is going to be interesting, I think, primarily because we're dealing with a new venue. I think that's kind of in the back of most people's minds, simply because it's kind of hard to picture how we got used to Rio. And before that, we got used to Hilton, what used to be Hilton. So it's kind of, that's the next step, you know, how it's going to all work out, where are we going, what the maps are going to look like, you know, everything that sort of, I know several of our mutual friends, the locals in Las Vegas, did try to kind of poke around the facilities in Bally's hotel just to kind of see how it's going to compare. And so far, what I keep hearing is that these are smaller convention facilities. So I think that sort of explains why the tiered tickets are actually sold out, except for general admission, I believe. But gold, captain's chair, and copper weekend are actually gone. But nevertheless, I mean, so it's exciting because it's something new, and I have to be perfectly honest, for me, all my favorite restaurants are not that far away from Bali. So I'm actually kind of happy that I'm not going to be spending on taxis and
nice.
Ubers.
Yeah, I'll tell you, for me, I like the Rio. I'm not going to say I love the Rio. Mm-hmm. I like the Rio, but like staying at Bally's is actually more cost efficient for me. So it just seems like staying in that area, of course, because it's the middle of the strip, is more cost effective. And I agree with you, Marina. Like I know that the anticipated audience isn't as big as before, but the venue is not as big. So that's making this whole 50th anniversary kind of nostalgia of when everything sold out. I'm like, well, wait a minute. How are we selling out? Yeah. So
no, it sounds like a friend of the show, Lisa Palmer, she attended a creation event there for a different franchise. And she kind of mentioned that the main theater, whereas we had 6,000 seats or just under 6,100 seats or something like that in Rio, this one is actually kind of like, I'm going to say somewhere between 3,000 and 4,000, something like that. So it's a, quite a significant drop in numbers. But again, we'll see. I keep looking at the descriptions of all the events and the panels and everything that Creation currently has on the website. And it sounds like we're going to have the same set of spaces. So we can, we still have the main theater. We still have the secondary theater. We still have the vendor area. We still have obviously the photo op room and I don't know, perhaps something else for additional autographing. There's quite a few stars autographing with at their own tables. So
the party room.
Like that. And where, you know, is there, will there be anything else? Will there be decorations? Although obviously they won't be Trek ones. It will be this Thrill Empire.
I still don't know. I still don't quite understand.
I do
what
not
that is.
Question it. I'm there for the for my people and for the guests. But so it sounds like it's going to be the same setup. At least I expect it to be so. But at the same time, we're going to be in the middle of this trip. So again, I'm excited to have a different experience because this is going to be my 12th. STLV. It's kind of interesting to have a little break from Rio.
Wow.
Yeah, it's so I know every time I've gone to Rio, I've thought, you know, we're kind of out here in the middle of nowhere, right? And you know, you're not in the middle of a big strip. So I'm kind of envisioning kind of a lot more getting out of the hotel, getting out of this, you know, recirculated air. But not dying because you're walking a mile to get to the next place. So yeah. That'll be fun.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, it's certainly, let's see, being in Bally's, it has a monorail station. It's a, yeah, monorail station. So realistically, people can be staying, you know, whichever other hotel on the strip and just taking the train in. Paris is pretty close. Harris is pretty close. So I'm sure overall, like I don't want to kind of suggest, you know, is it going to be so much better? Is it going to be so much worse? It's going to be its own pros and cons. And it's more than anything, it's going to be a learning experience pretty much for everyone, both the vets and the new attendees. We'll see. We'll see what's going to happen.
Yeah, it'll be different. And different isn't always bad. So
Very true. And I suppose it's sort of like the same thing that we said last year, sort of keeping an open mind because it's going to be different for both us and for organizers as well. I mean, yes, they've done the Supernatural convention there before, but it's going to be, now they're going to have the Trek one. Something I already mentioned that the three upper tiers are sold out. So, you know, I don't really want to bog down with repeating the same details of what the tickets entailed. It's pretty much they've had the same setup over the past three to five years. So, you know, whoever's interested to see what's included can certainly check out the descriptions of the ticketeers online. The buy-sell group that we have, that's an attachment group to the Star Trek Experiences, Convention Experiences group, I have noticed that people have started to offer some of the tickets across the different tiers for various reasons. Obviously, you know, as we get closer, sometimes plans change, life intervenes, and people can no longer attend. So those of our listeners who are not part of the group, you know, do check it out because, you know, who knows, you might actually score a ticket if you were looking at a copper or even the gold.
Yeah, I know that not just me, so I will throw this out there, but the last time I've been at a panel in STLV, it's always been in the main room, and I don't go to all of them, and we have this kind of thing that happens when we go to STLV over years, is like we're not in every single panel the way we used to be. And Ryan, I'm sure you've been there too, like you're working right part of the time, so you're kind of all over the place, if I remember. Yeah, right.
Definitely do less and less panels. That used to be the attraction, the draw back when I first started going. My friends and I would be like, oh, okay, we could do Frakes at 1 o'clock and Spiner, they're super funny, and then we could hop over to the next one, and then we got like 35 minutes for lunch and we're figuring all this stuff. And then like 10 years later, you know, fast forward to 10 years later, it's like I went to two panels when I needed to do a texting break. You know what I mean?
No, it still varies from year to year. I had one year where I haven't stepped foot into main theater until like Thursday afternoon. And that's, you know, that's those years that we had the five-day convention. And then, you know, there was one year where I started like at 10 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday, and it just went on and on and on. And then I would just jump out to go check out what's going on in the secondary theater, do a photo op or two, and then come back. So it still varies, interestingly enough. I guess it depends on who's coming and what subject matter is. You must have noticed over the years, the secondary theater panels have become quite wonderful. You know, like we get more scientists. Definitely. And we get more presentations rather than Q&A type of panels. We'll see. Something I was gonna say as far as the tickets, this year, and it kind of happens every year, there have been glitches. Those people who have trouble doing online purchases, we still have less than 3 weeks to go, roughly 3 weeks to go. You know, if something didn't work out when you were trying to buy it a week ago, try again, because chances are it was a glitch. The ones that are definitely sold out are actually marked as sold out on the website. And then right now that's actually just the admission tickets. The most recent problem I am aware of that people were saying that Jonathan Frakes photo op, of all people, Jonathan Frakes photo op was showing up as item sold out. I tried it earlier today just to check it out, and it seemed to have been working. So beware of glitches.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen them on and off this year, and you know, my advice is, you know, just take a breath, because it's, I don't think it's as sold out as we think it is. And I think Creation 2 is, and Marina, this was a question for you actually, like, since you're still captains or gold, right?
No, we being my sister and I, we've done let's see, every type of tier except for the general admission. So we've done copper several times, captains, gold. We've been gold for the past 6 or 7 years, and then we finally decided to let it go simply because A, we've just done it long enough, and you know, the whole thing with some of the additional perks such as the dinner and the autographs, it actually became a little bit more of a hustle because I tend to have something else going on in the afternoon. So the dinner kind of no longer fits into the schedule, the, you know, the after hour schedule. And of course the autographs at this point, I've met most of the guests and many of them multiple times. So it kind of becomes like, well, who do I find who I can sell or gift a ticket? And it's, you know, I want to just go into this trip without stressing out the particulars, basically. So we decided, you know, new venue, let's just do copper, and we still have our own seat. It's close enough to the front, but it's, you know, we don't need to, you know, if we're getting the autographs, it's actually somebody that I definitely need, so I'm just going to get a ticket.
Yeah. And did the seat numbers change?
Yes.
Drastically?
Basically, again, the space is shorter, so we don't no longer have the same length of the rows. It's a little bit narrower. But the numbering, I think, is still the same. So you go from, you know, one on the left going to whatever the last, 60 or something, I think, on the right. Which one are you doing, Jesse?
I'm just doing single day, and I'm not doing every day because I'm going abbreviated. So nobody cry, but I'm taking some time this year for my birthday at the end of the year, so I don't have as much time off.
Happy
thank you. Yeah, I'm just decided. It's near Christmas, right? And every time Christmas comes around, and then my birthday just gets wrapped around in Christmas. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do something special this year. So I'm going to Florida. So just to get away from here.
So you're basically doing a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
A little bit of cruising, a little bit of packing.
It is. My family's in Florida. So I'm going to do a little cruising, a little family time, little sun, you know, just to break it up. But I'm spending a week there, and that's, so I have to split up my STLV week. So I will be there the first half of the convention and not the second half. Basically want to go, I have friends who are getting married, and then I wanted to see my people, right? So I'll be there at least the first couple of days. And then, you know, I'll see like to be honest, I told friends, I'm just like on the cruise, you know how I just sat in front of that restaurant and just watch people. I'm just going to find a bar stool and call it Morn's Corner. And I'm just going to watch people go by so they can come to me.
That's clever.
That's pretty much it. But yeah, I looked at single days, and like single day Saturday was sold out at one point. I don't know if it still is.
I'm almost positive that it came back at some point. I think it was one of the purchases. Yeah. So again, you know, keep, if you're trying to purchase something, keep trying.
Just keep trying. Yeah, I would agree with that. But yeah, that's what I'm doing. And and to be honest, again, you know, like when I have the tickets, so like, it's not necessarily the panels, although after Discovery started, I found it very beneficial to just stay around, like don't leave the con area, because ever since Discovery's been around, there's been these surprises all over the place, right? Like Patrick Stewart coming out to the main stage, right? And that one year and that kind of stuff. So I do want to stay around and make sure I don't miss anything. And then the vendors hall, and I know it might be a little smaller, but I haven't seen a good vendors hall in a long time. And I haven't bought anything Star Trek, you know, yet in a year or two. So I'm doing some shopping this year.
You've earned it.
Yeah, definitely. Well, let's actually touch upon that. I'm very curious to see, you know, who, well, we definitely know that our friends from Fansets are going to be there. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, as of this recording, literally a couple of hours ago, they made the announcement about the convention exclusives, the STLV exclusive, the now traditional Las Vegas poker chip that has Beckett Mariner on her.
So it's awesome.
Very exciting. Yeah. So we definitely, at the very least, we guarantee that we're going to have some very, very cool pins. Otherwise, don't know. I mean, hopefully Lightspeed will be there with their wonderful lithographs and posters and everything. The usual suspects, you know, we do get people who show up every single year. So otherwise, you know, now that we're in the era of STLV not being a licensed event, you know, who knows, maybe somebody new will show up. We'll see. I did wanted to talk a little bit about the guests, because I'm going to say that it's a little bit of a shift, sort of like, I mean, we still have a fantastic, I actually did not count, so I'm sorry, I cannot say how many actual Star Trek guests we have. The total guest count as of this recording is at 130, but that includes a wonderful assembly, so to speak, of literally everybody. So we do have the actors, we do have the scientists, we have professors, we have politicians, we have former military, we have podcasters. Ryan, you're actually one of the official guests this year. So it's quite you know, a nice little change. So we have, you know, anybody and everybody coming, basically. So
we have that mayor. We're still trying to figure out.
I did look up somebody who knows him, said that he's a regular attendee. He's been to STLV for many years, and he's basically a fellow fan. And now, you know, he will have his own panel presentation. So, you know, that's what I'm actually kind of trying to get to, that we, this time around, if you look at the listings on the special events, we have quite a few panels non Q&A, non track guests, who are talking on various track-related themes, which are very, very interesting. Make sure to check out the special events tab. So, Ryan, I'm actually curious. You know, like, how does it feel like, you know, there you are, the official guest at a, well, it's still a track convention, let's face it. A matter of fact, are you planning any panels? Because I don't think they do mention that you're going to be there as part of Seventh Rule. But are you planning, you and Siraka, planning anything?
Yeah, we do have a panel. I don't think any kind of scheduling has been announced yet, but supposedly it's going to be on Sunday. We're going to have a Seventh Rule panel, and we're going to be talking about, among other things, kind of Serac's trajectory and evolution from a Star Trek fan, or sorry, from a Star Trek actor into a Star Trek fan, because he had never seen Star Trek before, ever. Like, he just never watched it. And so we're watching him become a Star Trek fan right before our very eyes. And it's been such a fun process to see where before, when we would do our Seventh Rule podcast, which everybody, by the way, was started with Aaron Eisenberg and by Aaron Eisenberg, who played Nog, Jake and Nog back together again on Deep Space Nine and talking about Deep Space Nine and watching Deep Space Nine. So watching Sirach go from the guy that's bringing in the insights, saying, this is what it was like on set. This is what I remember. Here's my funny story about this person. Watching him go from that to now that we're in the seventh season, he's talking about like, oh God, I just love this guy. And oh, and she's my favorite. And remember, this is just like that episode a couple seasons ago where, you know, he's turned into a full-scale Star Trek nerd like the rest of us. And it's just been a beautiful thing. We're also going to be talking about Aaron's evolution, because Aaron Eisenberg was always a Star Trek fan. And so he knew what he had. He was more of an adult when he started working on Deep Space Nine. So he was already a big fan, and he had already seen these and was talking about them with us. And it was just like the two of them were kind of this interesting dichotomy of, you know, they're both Jake and Nog. They're both Star Trek actors on the Star Trek series, but one had never seen it before and one was a huge fan. And so we're going to be kind of talking about that among other things, but that's kind of the closest to my heart.
Now, you're also part of the production team for the Voyager documentary. And again, that's something that's listed under the special events. There will be like a panel, I'm assuming, to basically get some sort of update on what's going on. So any ideas at this point? Will there be anything new shown or any kind of reveals, news, anything you can share at this point?
So what I can tell you is that we don't quite know yet. Usually when we're going to do a panel, we kind of have a meeting beforehand. You know, we have like a little idea of what we're going to be doing. And then right before, kind of decide exactly, you know, if we're going to be presenting something or like for the Star Trek cruise. Marina, you and I were talking about this before we recorded, but man, our buddy Joe Kornbrot, shout out to him, who is a producer and editor on the documentary team. He and Luke Snalem are incredible editors, love working with them, and Joe makes these amazing teasers. You know, the, you know, like some people may have already seen it, but every once in a while, he'll just whip up something great out of a little bit of footage that we got here and there, just so people can get an idea of what we're working with. And there's so much good footage, so much. However, I do not envy Joe and Luke and their job of tirelessly going through every single minute, including, you know, when there isn't, when we're fixing the lights, for example, or when, you know, okay, fast forward through the lights. Well, can't really fast forward through the light fixing, because what if something funny happens? That's good for the outtake. I mean, editing is a long, long, arduous process. So big kudos to them. But yeah, as far as the panel is concerned, yeah, I don't really know. You know, it'll probably just be an update of everything's going on. I know Garrett will be part of the panel as well, Lolita, myself, Dave. I might not be there if we've got a full if we've got too many people on that stage. I'll just sit it out and take pictures for social media. But but as of now, I should be up there, and it should be a good time. And it's supposedly going to possibly be on Saturday. We don't know the exact time yet.
Yeah, it's incidentally pretty much, except for the things that are typically happening on specific days, such as, you know, the gold dinner is always Thursday, the karaoke tends to be either a Thursday or Friday. Most things are TBD as of this recording. So, yeah, you know, we still have a couple of weeks to go before we finally have some idea as far as where things fall, where the schedule is. Just to finish off as far as special events, Again, you know, check it out because it's the perennial favorites, such as the aforementioned karaoke. And of course, there's going to be the Rat Pack and the science panels, and Chase is going to be doing her show at what used to be the, I mean, they renamed it Jimmy's Place last year, and I think the name actually stuck. Mary Chifo's doing yoga. So there's this entire great set of all the things that are going to be happening, some of them presumably after hours, because we do have 4 days to fill. Something I did want to point out, they will have movie screenings. In, you know, this year is the 40th anniversary of The Wrath of Khan, and the 20th anniversary of the Star Trek Nemesis, which is, when I saw that, it kind of shocked me because it still feels like a more recent movie, but wow, no, it's 20 years old. Both are actually free screenings. What that means is that you are not required to have a convention pass. So you can just literally show up if you're local to the convention and just, you know, spend a wonderful time with fellow fans just watching the movies. Let's see, what else do we have? As far as the events, we do have the usual set of annual fan-organized events. As of right now, we actually have quite a bunch. I do recommend that people join both the Star Trek Convention Experiences group and the USS Rio, our sister group. The USS Rio has the same thing that they've had for the past. I mean, some of these events have been going on for years now.
Are they called the USS Bally's now? I just realized
that. No, it still sticks because the assumption is that
that we're going to be going back to the Rio, right?
We're going to be going back to Rio, yes. at least for now. Although, I'm professionally in construction, so I'm actually very curious what sort of renovation Rio was planning that was going to last only a year. So I have my doubts. Are we going to be back next year or not? We will see this on the day that, you know, on the pre-registration night. That's when we'll see the dates and the location for next year's convention. So speaking of the events, there's the 6th annual strip run and walk. There is the welcome dinner, the post-convention pool party, all the traditional events that USS Rio arranges every year. Of course, the Star Trek Convention Experiences will have our usual newbies and solo travelers, and it's not limited to newbies and solo travelers. Everybody is welcome to stop by. The main lobby bar, by the looks of it, is probably going to be the equivalent of the Masquerade. At least that's the expectation. But again, learning curve, I'm sure we all collectively will figure out where we all can gather, have drinks or not have drinks, maybe just chat. There was a couple of newer events that specifically I wanted to mention. The Cool Waters production that represents some of the Star Trek fans does a wonderful charity event now. They did it very successfully last year, and there will be another one this year. When you join Star Trek Convention Experiences, we actually have a featured post, like a thread, with all the known events as of right now listed with all the links. So it's a helpful resource. I hope folks will join up and take a look. I can think of, like, on top of my head, I think there's probably about 3 or 4 other events and hangouts that are open to public that usually happen, such as the landing party, for example. That's the night before the convention that's organized by Larry Nemechek. I know it's going to happen. It just, we don't have the deets yet. It's not know where, when.
This year we're going to have to, so we usually leave our group unmoderated when we're there. And I think even more important, because we just don't know what we don't know. So like, we may all show up at a middle of a bar and they may say, no, that's too many people. You just don't know, right? So we don't like it, what's the new Masquerade, you know, kind of thing.
Well, hopefully that will work out. Although I was trying to kind of gauge on Bally's map, there are multiple areas where people can congregate. So I'm sure it will hash out with just naturally as it did when we started out in Rio.
Yeah. I was trying to take a look over at the map, but you know, it's really just going to boil down to going there early on the first day and kind of. Yeah.
And just looking out, like, who's wearing Star Trek stuff? I'm going to join that group.
And can I just say, actually, really quickly about Bally's, my concern for me personally, and I think we were talking about the Rio earlier and how it's off the strip. And I kind of like that, to be honest. Like, mm-hmm. it felt like it was Deep Space Rio. You know, it was out away exactly. from all the, the Cardassians and the Dominion and all that. And I'm like kind of a naturally like a hermit. So I'd rather just stick around in the corner with all my fellow Star Trek nerds and not too many normies, you know, invading our Star Trek convention. I'm worried, like, if Bally's right on the strip, I think we're going to be outnumbered. I think we're going to be like looking through a sea of people that are just there to gamble and smoke, and we're gonna be like, oh, there's a guy with a Star Trek shirt in the corner there. Obviously, I'm exaggerating, but that's kind of, you know, for me, I liked having, you know, taking over a hotel.
Exactly. I was going to say that that's the sentiment that I've heard several times already. What people said, like, well, we come to Rio and gradually over a decade, we basically took over the entire facilities. The very first Rio in 2011, there was another conference sharing part of the week with us, and
it was like a makeup conference,
it was some sort of business one, because look, literally everybody was wearing jackets and ties and fancy
dresses. There was one after
and they were looking at us, especially those folks who, you know, had very elaborate alien cosplay, you know, like Orions, that sort of thing. They I think we kind of freaked them out a little bit, and then slowly, little by little, I mean, by the time we hit, I think 2016, the entirety of the convention facilities was ours to rule. So yeah, it's going to be, again, a learning things like how's it going to work out? Can we actually create a little, you know, little enclosed atmosphere of nothing but track?
Yeah, because the last few years we were sandwiched in between the World Series of Poker,
yeah,
and the Latino accountant is what I remember, and so that's when they started tearing down so much sooner because they had to get ready for the accounting convention that came after us.
Yeah. Okay, so, but that's a Venn diagram I've got to see: the Latino accountants and World Series of Poker. Let's see who's in the middle there.
Well, Star Trek, apparently.
What I on the Bally side, to agree with you guys, is so at the Rio, every once in a while there was like a wedding party there or someone who wasn't Star Trek while we were there, because and there were there every once in a while, but there was always that group of people who, like, look at these guys, and like, no matter who you were, you get stopped in the middle of the hallway because, you know, we were the weird ones wearing these costumes, and so we had a little of that. But like in the middle of the strip, I mean, some of our people are going to be going like it's Times Square to take pictures because, you know, they will get asked for pictures. But yeah, the ones who are the real introverts, you know, are going to want to kind of stay secluded. And so that'll be an interesting dynamic to see how that works out.
Well, and but, isn't it connected to the Paris? Like,
yes,
they're actually, okay, so that's,
yeah, and they share,
that's the
and they
one
share.
Plus for me.
Yeah, I think they share the parking garage as well. So, but I'm sure we'll figure out. I'm sure there's going to be a space or two within Bally's where people will just, you know, create little enclaves and basically stick around there. And yeah, we're probably going to be attracting attention. But, you know, Vegas, especially on the strip, is a little bit like New York, where people kind of are used to unusual things. So it's like, yeah, that's just another factor just got added to Bally's track people.
Totally.
So we'll see what's going to happen. Majority of the events that I mentioned actually are going to be in Bally's, in, you know, again, most likely going to be the main bar, the main lobby bar. Couple of events are typically offsite, such as, well, I have to give the shout out to our friends, Bill and Dan from Trek Geeks. They will have, finally, they're back in Vegas. We've missed them for 2 years. But the annual, it's going to be fourth one, even though, like, so we did 1, 2, 3, and then we had 2 year break. So it's going to be the fourth Fan Geeks party. So it's Trek Geeks and Fan Sets, Fan Geeks. That one's going to be at a different location. And as of right now, I think the tickets are sold out, but as far as I know, there will be a limited availability. So make sure to stop by probably Fan Sets table to find out. Are there more tickets available and how to get around? I suspect that before the convention comes, there will be updates from Bill, Dan, Lou, and John. Let's see, who else we have? Well, Cool Waters is actually offsite as well. But otherwise, pretty much everything else is going to be happening inside Bally's.
The one thing that I'm wondering too is, you know, it's been a while, but that whole dynamic of where Bally's is, I mean, there is a possibility that people spread out, like, you know, in the other hotels too, because, you know, it's again, you know, it's not going to be crazy trying to get from like even like the Gold Coast to the Rio where you had to walk in that heat.
Yeah, you literally took the words right out of my mouth. At the end of the day, it's going to be what naturally will work. Like Gold Coast actually worked out wonderfully. I mean, some of the events while we were in Rio were held next door and it worked beautifully for multiple years. So, you know, we'll see what's going to happen.
I even did a back in the day, the Sahara to the Hilton.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
And that was not worth the $5 that we saved on hotel rooms.
Another person, actually two people I wanted to give a shout out. The wonderful Allie Ingman of USS Las Vegas Club. She's organizing an event. Again, everything is listed in that thread that I mentioned. And she's also the one who publishes the survivor guide for STLV. And as of right now, it's in the works, the revised version, the one that would have, you know, descriptions for Bally's and whatever recent information that we have for the convention. So again, between USS Rio and the Star Trek convention experiences, make sure to join in because she will be publishing it and it's really, really very helpful. That's basically it. The second person is, of course, our friend Larry Nemechek, who, he's going to be a featured guest, first of all, at our Newbies and Solo Travelers meetup. He's the one in charge of the landing party as well. But he, now that we're slowly coming out of all the awful things the pandemic brought, he's back to doing his offsite trips. That's something that he used to do regularly before the STLV would start. Those folks who have done these trips, you know, they sang praises because it's a fascinating thing. So he's actually back doing this. There's going to be two of them this year. One is going to be in LA. So those folks who are probably local in California might be interested in this. It's called the Great Birds Origins Tour. And another one is very Trek specific. And this one I've been dying to do. And unfortunately, it never fits into my own schedule. Trek into the Valley of Fire.
So I've been on that one with Larry. Yeah, it was you go early in the morning and these really nice not limos, but they're like really fancy vans, if you will, right? Air conditioned and plenty of space. And I forget how long it takes to get there, but you get there and you go through all, you know, the different scenes that were shot in there, like the bridge where Kirk died and, you know, where some of the, you climb up and somebody took a, you know, was in a alien planet in this, and I don't want to give it all away. And I am
told that every time there is another group heading out there for this particular trip, everybody in earnest searches for that particular hole that Picard's climbs through.
It is in Generations. It is called
the search for the hole.
It's called the search for Picard's hole. And no matter how old you are, you laugh every time you say it.
Captain's holiday.
And the funny thing is that I don't think anybody really knows where it is. So you really spend the whole time with Larry going, I think it's here. I think this is. And we take pictures in front of every crevice. we think it has to be one of them. But it is absolutely hilarious. And going with Larry it is just a joy because, you know, Larry's always good for the trivia. And I wouldn't worry, guys, if you think if you see that, even though it's the desert, you know, we leave early enough that it's and we have that whole tour before it gets to, like, over that 100 degrees, you know. Although I just dress appropriately, but Larry does bring water, you know, make sure none of us die or anything like that. And there's usually a bag lunch in there and some other neat things. So I didn't think I'd enjoy it because Jesse Okendo in a desert really didn't appeal to me. But once I did it, I would do it again. Absolutely.
Yeah. So for those who are interested in this offsite tours, they are ticketed events and it's something that's organized strictly with Larry and Geek Nation Tours. Mm-hmm. So it's these two websites actually to check out, LarryNemechek.com and GeekNationTours.com. So all the information is going to be there. Otherwise,
can I add another event?
Oh, please do.
Voyager Documentary is having an event. It's a Star Trek dinner very close to Bally's. It's right across the street from Bally's on Friday night, This is also ticketed. It is not free or even very close to free, but it is well worth it. We're going to have a ton of Star Trek cast and crew, people that worked on the series, you know, throughout the 80s and 90s and 2000s. Basically, you name it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Plus, the Voyager documentary team will be there and regaling you with all the stories and behind the scenes stuff of the filming of this Star Trek. Why do I keep calling it the Voyager documentary? It's called To the Journey, but everybody still knows it as the Voyager documentary. Yeah. Kind of like the Deep Space Nine documentary with the DS9 doc, you know, but yeah, we love that. But anyway, so check that out. You can find that. Just go to the Voyager documentary on any kind of social media. It's Void documentary or Voyager documentary on any social media, or you can just check out our website, anything like that. It's easily found. But anyway, we hope to see you there. Should be a fun time. And if not, we'll still see you at the panel.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's interesting how we spent all this time talking about the fan organized events. And I mean, we still have everything that's actually happening at the convention. That's going to be four days worth of content. Four and a half, basically. Yeah, right. Everything starts on Wednesday.
I actually had to ask you, Marina, since you are the expert on everything. A few of us were talking. I was like, do we still get that little half night, that little that little bonus thing?
Because absolutely.
When we went down from the 5 days down to the four, I felt like the only thing that would be like a consolation prize or that would help me heal from that wound would be if we still at least, okay, we get the half day. It's four and a half.
Oh, absolutely.
And so I asked you, Marina, right away, and you're like, yep, I checked this and cross-reference that, and according to that, I was like, all right, cool, we got the four and a half.
It's a pre-registration. Actually, I find a very enjoyable. It's just like everybody, you know, you bump into people and it's amazing. It's like a family reunion. It feels like you haven't seen each other in ages, and it just
absolutely.
And at the same time, it almost feels like, you know, you it's like, you know, didn't I just tell you bye a week ago? It's this weird combination of like social media obviously helps because we do maintain the connection during the year between. But what I'm getting at is like we have all these other events that have become a pretty major part because we've been going to the convention for years. We still have all this stuff that's happening at the convention. Now, we do have quite a few additions to the lineup, actors who haven't been to SLV in a while, such as Zachary Quinto. I don't think he's been since, 2011? Something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, it's been a while. And,
It's been a while. Of course, new additions of actors from the new show. So we're going to have
I'm
John
just saying
Noble.
Ethan Peck just got announced today.
Yes, he got yeah. Oh, we have a lot of folks from Discovery and Picard. But I'm personally very excited about John Noble. Oh my God, I love him in Lord of the Rings. So,
oh my God, Denethor?
Yes.
That's so cool.
It's amazing. So so I'm curious, like, you know, we've all done this convention for many years now. Is there something that you're particularly excited specifically at the convention? This is something that you're really looking forward to because you either haven't done it before or just it's exciting because, well, let's face it, we did have a 2-year break where not much was going on.
Well, now Denethor. I mean, way he eats that grit or that tomato in his mouth and that scene.
Yes.
Anyway, sorry, what were you saying, Jesse?
Well, no, for me, it's I'm looking forward to seeing a more intimate group, right? Because it is it's a smaller venue, so we'll be not that much space to spread out. So you get to see more of everyone. You know, one of the things that happens in the Rio over time is that, you know, you're online, you make all these plans to see people. And then Marina's a prime example. Like, I don't think she slows down 1 second because she's rolling miles at a time to get venue to venue.
Yeah. And the thing is that I usually attend STLV with my sister. And occasionally I come across somebody who, you know, perhaps we know each other online and then we finally meet in person and they kind of like, is your sister a figment of your imagination? Because she's nowhere near, you know, the same level of activity that I normally get to at STLV. She just attends the events that are interest to her, panels, you know, does her own photo ops and things. So people are kind of like, are you sure you have a sister? Because like, we see you everywhere, but where's the other one? No, she's coming. She's there. Just we have, you know, obviously two different people, we have different interests, she's gonna be there this year. I'm really excited. Awesome. When we get to travel together.
You two together are fun. Like I just
Thank you.
I don't get along with my siblings as well as you do with yours. Okay. So
more power. Well, Marina and anybody is fun though, right?
Oh, that's true. That's true. That's true.
You guys are too sweet.
Yes. Yeah. So quick Jesse, question. Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so you're basically looking forward to just having a somewhat smaller experience. I mean, it's still going to be thousands of people.
I'm looking forward to the family reunion I didn't get to have last year. You know, a little more back to normal. Now, we all still have to take our precautions because people are still getting sick and all that stuff. But like, the urgency of if you get sick isn't quite as bad as it used to be. So I'm hoping it's a little more relaxed in that sense, you know? So, but yeah, just seeing the people. And then, Marina, I'm with you, like something new. So how are they going to decorate? You know, where are they going to put the big centerpiece that they usually bring? Are they going to bring it? And more than anything, I want to see what they bring from Comic-Con. Because, you know, every year they bring something that was in Comic-Con. And I'm hoping this year won't be much different. So, Ryan, were you at Comic-Con this year? Did anything there that you saw that you think...
No Comic-Con for me this year.
I didn't go. Oh, yeah.
Comic-Con is a tough one. It is a beast. And so... I'm never in a hurry to go to Comic-Con to be
killer. I'm in Atlanta and I will tell you, I've not gone, nor do I ever plan to go to Dragon Con. Cause like I went there, I went downtown just to scope it out to see, you know, how big it would be. Right. And that sucker is right in the middle of our hottest time of the year. It's like an 8 blocks. It went from like 2 to 8 blocks over the years. I live out in a suburb, so I'd have to like drive to a train station and then train into downtown, which will take about an hour, and then walk the streets unless I just plan to stay in one spot. And I don't know that I have the patience for that. What I love about Vegas, and you know, we may all have our issues with Creation, but like Creation really did it for me when they said, we're not going to sell more seats than we have. Right. So you are not going to be waiting in lines like you do in Comic-Con. You know, if I had to wait in line for stuff, I just wouldn't go. So that, and that's personal. I mean, I'm just over time, I've turned it into grumpy. So, you know, that's just the way I am. But, you know, I will wait in line for something I want to wait for. But like, you know, I just feel silly waiting in line an hour or so to go sit to watch somebody talk for 20 minutes on a big screen. You know, that's just me. The good thing that I always remember, the other thing I like about Creation is that even when you wait in line, doesn't feel like waiting because they're always have someone to talk to and chat with and kind of share with. So that's the saving grace of me in Vegas, as opposed to a general convention where we may not all be the same type of fans, you know? So, I do not mind, you know, being selfish about that because, you know, that's what I want to do. So looking forward to just, it's always what's new, right? What's different. And then, you know, who's going to slip on a secret they're not supposed to tell us, like when Jonathan Frakes told us that thing about Discovery and the 5-year mission was like, tweeted it like 3 seconds later. So that kind of stuff is always fun to watch. So
no take backsies.
Yes. Marina, what about you? Like you know, you I think you went last year, right?
Yes, I did. So in terms of expecting anything extra out of San Diego or anything else, obviously that's gone by sideways now. We no longer get, you know, official exclusives or anything of that sort, unfortunately. Nevertheless, it's still a very sizable Trek convention. Last year experience was great. You know, we did an episode about this, sharing everything that happened, which was honestly, I loved it. It was a fantastic experience, and kudos to Creation, because given the circumstances, every single change was very quickly communicated and very quickly managed. So, you know, these two people canceled, they get three more people to come in at the last moment. So incidentally, that's something still to be on the lookout for this year. Just recently we had a whole slew of cancellations for various reasons, primarily professional ones. So that's still the case. So before, you know, these 3 weeks, are over, we might still get some changeover in the lineup. Somebody is going to cancel. Somebody's going to get added. So my whole take on this is that I'm going into this with my eyes very much wide open, because it is a learning curve. We got to be very patient, probably with each other, with the host, simply because it's, a whole lot of things can potentially go sideways, and hopefully that will be worked out, and next year we're gonna have a better experience.
And we're lucky because they did have one convention there already that they managed their way through, so at least we're not the guinea pigs, right?
So it's going to be exciting. I am very much looking forward to seeing the guests. I mean, they have tremendous, I mean, look how many folks that we have for both the legacy shows and the new shows. And, I am very excited to, I mean, I'm doing the duo photo up with Anson Mount and Rebecca Romijn, and I'm just ready to
scream. Nice.
Oh, excited. That'll be good.
Yes, it's going to be great. So there's a lot to look forward to. And of course, first and foremost, I am really, really looking forward to, seeing both of you and seeing all my friends, because absolutely, that's what we have. That's what we have, a family reunion.
Yeah, so I agree with you.
Ryan, what about you? And also any last thoughts? Because I think we're reaching the end of our discussion at this point.
Well, I'll tell you, I kind of poo-pooed being on the strip a little bit earlier, but I will say being on the strip and around all the Vegas types, to me is a bit of a negative, but it's also kind of a positive, this new hotel, because again, it's connected to the Paris. And first of all, I checked the dining experiences at Bally's, and I was happy to see that there were more there than there are at the Rio. Plus, oh, yes. I mean, it basically doubles in size when the Paris is connected to it, then mm-hmm. you can just go right over there. And so basically what you have is three times the opportunity, three times the amount of places and different things to try out with regards to food. And myself, I'm kind of picky. I'm a vegetarian. So at the Rio, I'm not going to go have smash burger. And, there are a lot of things I'm not going to eat at the Rio, but, there are like two or three places I could go basically. But now with Bally's and the Paris, I don't even have to leave the air conditioned environment, and I've got 10 options. So I'm happy.
Yeah, that's going to be good, because even before the pandemic, the food choices were limited, and they were limited depending on time of day. And, some of us stayed awake all night.
Yeah. Well, as I mentioned in the beginning, I spent a fortune on a taxi and Uber getting off to the strip in order to go to my favorite food spots.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see everybody. I mean, that, like you guys keep saying, it's a family reunion without the awkwardness, really, is what we're talking about here. And really happy to see everybody. That's the draw initially is to go see all the stars, but it's come for the stars, stay for the fans, because eventually you just end up loving the atmosphere. You end up loving the fans and friends that you meet. And, you end up loving the celebrities when they're hanging out, signing autographs and smiling at you and waving and being super friendly. And I've never met a Star Trek celebrity that wasn't unbelievably friendly and nice. And I think we're extremely lucky for that. So let's keep that streak going.
Exactly.
Yeah. From a family reunion perspective, it is Vegas. So every year there's a different crazy Uncle Sal. So be on the lookout. We don't know who it is yet.
All right. So here we are at the end. As always, at the end of our episodes, where can people find you online, Ryan?
Well, I do some podcasts and some shows of my own. You can check me out on Virtual Trek Con or The Seventh Rule or Falling Tower. Any of those, you can find those on social media, on YouTube. These are all video podcasts as well as audio. So just look up The Seventh Rule, which is a Star Trek podcast with Sirach Lofton and myself, Melissa Longo as well, and a bunch of other radical folks. And we get a lot of Star Trek actors and crew people and production team members, writers and producers that join us to talk about Deep Space Nine episode by episode, as well as all new Star Trek series. Every single one of them, we cover them all every episode. So that's great fun, and we hope you join us on the Seventh Rule.
Awesome.
Hey, wonderful. Jesse, where can people find you online?
Find me at the Star Trek Convention Experiences Facebook group, and on our website, Shorely Podcast. That Marina will give you all the details because I always forget it all. Marina and I have both been on the Seventh Rule on and off. So I love talking to you guys, Ryan. I love spending time with you on the cruise. So thank you so much for being here with us, and I look forward to us talking again. And Marina, what about you? What are you up to these days? You.
And by the way, I love hearing both of your voices. It feels so nice just to hear your voices again. It makes me feel like I'm closer to Vegas again. So I'm really looking forward to seeing you.
Thank you. Yes. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter, my full name. I'm this part of the same admin team for the Star Trek Convention Experiences group. And of course, you can find our very long Shore Leave, your Star Trek Convention Community podcast. I hope that sounded very impressive, but under this very long name, that's where you can find us on Facebook, and very short at Shore Leave on Twitter. And I also run a small unofficial Star Trek missions group as a side. That just kind of became a side project now that we have more Star Trek events on the convention circuit. But otherwise, you can find me on Facebook, on Twitter, also Instagram, but I'm very rarely there. But
very good.
I guess that's it at this point. And as our regular listeners know, Shore Leave is part of the Tricorder Transmissions Network. If you enjoy what we do here on Shore Leave or any of our sister shows on the network, please consider joining the Patreon, which you can find on patreon.com/thetricordertransmissions. Or you can also find the information on the website of the network, which is www.thetricordertransmissions.com. And as Jesse said, Ryan, thank you so very much for joining us. This was a lovely discussion. I know everybody is getting very, very, very excited for Las Vegas. So I'm really looking forward to seeing everyone.
Well, thank
I'm looking
you.
Forward and, to it.
And everybody at home, by the way, you hear all that great information that Jesse and Marina just gave you. They just crammed it all into 1 hour, and they always do it thanklessly and tirelessly. Marina mentioned Patreon. That is the best way to say thank you back. Even just $1 or $5, it's your way of saying, hey, I see you, I appreciate you, and more people should do that. So please go check that out.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you
much appreciated.
All right. Absolutely. Keep tracking, everyone.
Live long and prosper.